I have a question for you, okay?
Okay.
But don't get defensive and try and answer honestly.
Okay,
so
sure.
So I've noticed that every morning for over a year now, you've been making your morning yak.
Yeah.
And literally without fail, every morning there is like, there are splotches of oatmeal gunk.
Right.
Left all over the countertops,
okay.
In the sink.
All right.
And it just feels like it's a little intentional.
What? Are you accusing me of purposely leaving oatmeal on the in the sink for you to clean?
I'm asking if it's possible.
Oh my God, Galit. You should be ashamed of yourself for even asking that. Oh my God, I would never do something like this on purpose.
It just seems a little bit strange that it's every morning.
Oh my God, I am taking offense to this. But you know what, Galit? Maybe you're right. What I just did now, I was gaslighting Galit. I was denying the semi-conscious negative reasoning behind me leaving oatmeal, not cleaning up after myself. That is called gaslighting.
We're manipulating my reality.
Exactly. And today we're going to talk about gaslighting and how to stop it.
You are listening to the Potential State Podcast with your hosts, Dr. Asael and Galit Romanelli.
Hi, my name is Dr. Asael Romanelli.
And I'm Galit Romanelli.
And this is the Potential State. And today we're going to talk about gaslighting is real. Here's how to stop it.
Yes.
So where does the concept gaslight come from?
So it's from a film from the 1940s with Ingrid Bergman. And it's about this couple that get married. And the husband basically manipulates his wife's reality by going up to the attic, pretending like he's, you know, at work or there is no attic. And he starts fiddling with the lights. That's why it's called gaslighting. And moving around furniture and making all these noises, and he makes her believe that she's crazy because she thinks that she's imagining all these things that are actually happening. And so he manipulates her reality until she becomes completely dependent on him and is consumed by self-doubt and just loses touch with reality.
And since then, that concept has been used in psychology to kind of describe the process when one partner is manipulating and kind of lying, denying, smoke screening their partner to slowly erode their self-confidence, their self-perception, and just their basic...
Stay there. Don't go too pathological.
Okay. But we want to talk about kind of the mainstream, the gaslighting that couples do every single day.
Kind of every day to day. No, I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
And usually the gaslighting is not necessarily about, oh my God, there is no oatmeal in the sink. It's usually going to be about the motivations behind it.
Nice.
Did you purposely do it? Did you purposely ignore? Did you hear me calling you from the other room? It's usually in those moments where one partner is consistently kind of denying and minimizing, or both partners are doing it.
It's kind of where we are. It couples nicely with own your shit, because own your shit is the antidote to gaslighting, right? Because sometimes we are doing these kind of little passive aggressive things intentionally. But the antidote to gaslighting is by owning it and saying, actually, sometimes I do. Or what Asael could have said was, I need to think about it. Maybe, thank you for pointing that out to me. I'll be more aware of it.
Because usually what happens when you consistently gaslight and deny your part in whatever reality your partner is talking about, what happens over time, they're going to not only doubt themselves, but they're not going to believe you. It's going to be the boy who cried wolf. Like every time you're going to deny it, and your part is just going to become really, really suspicious and also doubt themselves. And slowly that's going to create distance, and it's going to kind of hurt the intimacy and the trust and the vulnerability in the relationship. So we were talking about the antidote. So we want to talk about also for the gaslighter and for the gaslit. So for the gaslighter, the antidote is to basically own your shit.
Yep, absolutely. Sometimes I do. I don't think it needs to be kind of like an all-encompassing
right.
thing every time, because that also is, right. I mean, unless you really are doing it all the time. But I think it's enough to kind of be like, I need to look at that, and it is quite possible because...
Right. And refer to the episode about owning your shit. Basically, it means... like taking a moment to take stock and then to admit first to yourself and then to your partner that there might be a passive, aggressive, vindictive, angry reasoning for that behavior.
Right, and then that connects kind of with a normal marital sadism, right? Like
right.
sometimes we do want to stick it to our partner, but
exactly.
if we can own it and admit it, then at least we're not manipulating what they're feeling, because they're feeling something. They know something is off.
Exactly, and by actually admitting it, you're kind of liberating both of you. That you create an energy and a vitality and a vulnerability.
And a truth.
And a truth.
Right? Like there's this very clear contract of truth where like, yeah, I'm gonna own my shit and I'm gonna tell you when I do things to kind of get you, because that is far better than gaslighting you and making you doubt yourself.
And refer to the episode of your faults are welcome. You want to create a relationship, and this is where you're gonna have to kind of think about it. It's worth your while, it's in your enlightened self-interest to show that, to show your shadow, to show all the little places where you're less than perfect, because then you will really feel loved. Refer the episode. If you want to feel loved, show your shadow.
Yeah, and you'll be whole, right?
Exactly.
You'll be able to be in an environment and a space where you are whole, where you can bring your light and your darkness.
And for the gaslit partner, it's going to be confrontation and holding on to themselves. And we're going to talk about the second how to do that. I just want to give one example from the clinic. This couple I was working with, and it was clear that the partner, the male partner, didn't really want to work. He kept saying, I'm here, it's important, give me tools. Every single week I'd give him tools, he wouldn't do any work.
Mm.
And I think over time what happened is the wife didn't understand what's happening. There was this like, she was doubting herself, and it took another 4 months until she finally realized he's not here. He's
right.
not really working.
Right.
And that was really the turning point of the whole therapy. And I think for a lot of partners, almost every couple I work with, it takes a while to help them reverse the tendency to gaslight, actually go and to own their shit, kind of bring it to the front.
Right, which is interesting, because it's kind of as though there's this split between kind of what we say and what we do, and gaslighting kind of cements that gap.
Yeah.
Whereas kind of own your shit, which is the antidote to gaslighting, kind of brings it together, so that what you're saying is truth, what you're
right.
feeling, what your actions are.
And that's
and
integrity.
If you're not, exactly, and that's integrity. And if you're not, you know, if you're not genuinely in it, let's say in that case, then to say like, I'm not ready, or I'm too scared, or this doesn't sit right with me, rather than like, yeah, no, I want to make progress, I want to do the work,
right.
but not actually
right.
being in it. Because I think that part of the idea of intimacy and kind of what you want to cultivate in a relationship, or what we strive to cultivate in the relationship, is the closeness, right? So that
right.
you can feel what I am, you know, the emotions as I'm saying them, as I'm expressing them through
yeah.
words.
I
but with gaslight,
yeah.
there's this massive gap.
Let's give an example from our marriage. For many years, I kind of drew Galit's character, the kids, as the angry one. I kept saying, mommy's going to be angry. Don't get mommy.
Don't do that. Oh, wait, mommy.
And
yeah, that'll make mommy yell.
And when she was passionate, say, stop being angry. And Galit would constantly say, why are you labeling me as the angry one? Why are you turning me into the bad cop? And I kept denying it for years and years and years. And about a couple of months ago, we were eating dinner or something, and then Galit's like, you're doing it again. And for this
I caught it. I like caught it live.
And
we
then,
had the language for it. And we.
And then I was like, wait. And then I said, yeah, Galit, it's true. I do. I like let it land. And there was this big laughter.
Yeah,
it was a big validation. And the kids were watching, and there was like, there was this whole release of energy. And I finally confessed. I came out with it, and Galit laughed.
And I think also it gave you the opportunity to look inside yourself and
right.
figure out like, what is it that you have with confrontation, discipline,
right.
you know, maybe even sometimes raised voices, passion, right? A passionate
yeah.
conversation, which is not necessarily an angry conversation
right.
that kind of makes you shy away and kind of go all turtly.
Right.
And I think that was a really important moment for you with yourself as well as
and
for us in our
exactly.
relationship.
Exactly. And also what happened with, since Galit, when I came out, Galit, like she laughed and she kind of.
I felt vindicated.
Exactly. So it wasn't like a big dramatic moment. Yeah.
But I wasn't angry.
Exactly. Exactly.
I wasn't angry, and I think I wasn't angry because, which is funny because you painted me always out to be the angry one. But I think I wasn't angry because it was kind of, I recognized how important it was as a milestone in our
yes.
relationship, and
yes.
also how vulnerable that must have been for you to kind of reflect and admit.
Yeah. So, and that moment took years of work to create a relationship when you admit you're gaslighting, your partner loves you. And once again, go back
yeah.
to the faults.
And also, that's a really big one to admit that you've painted your partner as like angry, that's a really intense gaslighting moment. Yeah.
Wow, did I confess that? All right, so how do you do this? How do you create that environment? So first of all, share this episode with your partner. Have this discussion, have this common language. Now, there's two ways. Like, we're going to give tips for the gaslighter and for the gaslighted. So first of all, if you're the gas, if you want to confront your partner, if you feel like something's not right, let's say Galit's feeling like, Asel is always drawing me as the bad. So first of all, what we're inviting you to do is, first of all, hold on to yourself. When you actually confront your partner, come soft, start soft, don't make eye contact, and kind of share what you are feeling and try to stick to the topic. Sometimes your partner is going to change topics or be insulted or do the holy trinity of blocking. You can reference that episode. Stay to this point. Just say, listen, this is my feeling, and just stay there.
Try to stay close to the fact. This is my experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. And hold on to that.
Right. Don't let go. And be there. Be very, very clear.
And it's possible that, it won't be done in one conversation. It might be, the conversation might end with, well, this is my experience, and your partner being angry or insulted, and that's okay. There are ruptures and repairs. Right. But that doesn't mean you need to let go of your truth or how you're experiencing the situation. It just means that at the moment, your partner is not able yet to hear your experience, your narrative.
And that's what actually happened with us. Like, she confronted me several times about, you're drawing me out to be the bad guy.
Right.
And I kept denying it. And then I
was able to catch it right away because I had developed kind of more of an awareness. So then I was, live, able to call.
So that's a segue for the gaslighter. So first of all, you need to reflect on your core belief. Choose to believe that it's worth your while. It's in your enlightened self-interest. If you want to grow and develop and have a deeper relationship, to own your shit, to not gaslight your partner, to believe that your ugly parts, your aggressive parts are also welcome, that all your parts are welcome. Okay, so that's, first of all, you're going to have to prepare that. And then there's two ways. One is listen to your partner's complaints and let it land. Refer to the Let It Land episode, because always there's a kernel of truth in what your partner is saying. So perhaps the first 10 times that Galit said, you're painting me out to be the bad guy, maybe I would have, it slowly landed for me.
Yeah.
Okay, because you're not always conscious that you are gassed. Sometimes you are, and then it's easier to admit, but sometimes you're not even aware of it.
Right.
Okay, and I think if you can, first of all, just let that land and just let it simmer, and don't just flat out deny and say, wait, maybe.
I need to think about that. I need to notice, or please direct my attention to that next time it happens. I think that that's also fair.
Right.
But stay open. I think that's the point. Yeah. Rather than deflect or getting defensive and kind of shutting the conversation down, just stay open and very curious.
And if you're listening to this and you think, okay, there are places that you're conscious that you're gaslighting, write them down and slowly, like bite size, confess them. Create a space before that. Prepare a partner that we're in a loving space. Don't grill me on every confession I have. But so what's going to happen as you're sharing this is you're going to feel this liberation, this freedom to be yourself. And for the partner who's listening to it, don't use it. Like, don't say, aha.
Right. Right.
Don't humiliate them.
This is not like evidence. There's no payback for this.
Right.
This isn't, something that you like keep in your arsenal for the next fight. This is a moment of truth between both of you, and that should be kind of celebrated and used for the future.
So that's the way to stop gaslighting. Go out, confess.
Stay curious.
Stay curious. Stay playful.
And open.
This was Galit Romanelli.
Dr. Asel Romanelli.
And we're the Potential State. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Potential State podcast. For more information, visit us at potentialstate.com. Thanks for listening.